Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough, unless maybe you bought it in New York City and you bought Jeffrey Epstein's house for $51 million. My guest is Candace Taylor, real estate reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And we're going to try to squeeze in a couple of topics for this segment. One is people buying houses and then regretting them. Ouch. What did you discover?
Well, I'm sure you've seen in your market that, you know, people are absolutely frantic. And especially at the beginning of the pandemic, people were just, you know, desperate to buy homes, right? There was this inventory crunch. And so people, you know, there were all these bidding wars and things, and people just desperate to buy a home. And one thing that we've seen since then is, you know, people got so carried away in all these bidding wars and everything that some of them realized, oh, wait, I regret buying this house. You know, I wish I hadn't bought it.
Wish that I hadn't paid the price, but that they just rushed in and bought in that particular area or location, or?
Well, it can be all of the above, right? It can be, you know, some folks get caught up in sort of the bidding war and then realize they've paid too much and they can't really afford this home, right? I've seen that happen. And then I've also seen people, realize they don't like the area, or they've never lived in an area like this before, and they just kind of got carried away and didn't think about whether they actually wanted to live there. Another problem is that, I'm not sure if this is happening in your market, but in a lot of markets, you kind of have to waive the inspections right now in order to have a competitive bid. And so that means a lot of people are sort of going in blind to these home purchases. And then once they move in, they're realizing that there can be like really serious problems that are very expensive to fix that they didn't know about going into it because they had to waive their inspection in the, you know, in these very competitive environments. So it's very stressful for folks, both when they're in that process of trying to buy a home and then afterwards saying, oh, no, what have I done?
Well, I mean, it's not a new topic. We have the term buyer's remorse. To answer your question, we do have the waiving of inspections becoming more common now. And when you talk about what you're talking about, what areas did you look at for this analysis?
I'm seeing this happen all over the country, but especially in these markets that have just become really, really hot since the pandemic. You know, one woman that I talked to, she bought a house in the suburbs of Los Angeles, she actually knew that it had problems with mold and asbestos, and she bought it anyway because she had bid on six houses or something, and she thought she was never going to be able to get a house. So she said, okay, I'll buy it even though it has this, you know, problem with mold. And then just realized after she bought it that it cost way more to fix than she could afford. And normally that might be the kind of thing you'd negotiate with the seller, right? Like you'd ask for a credit or something like that. But in this competitive market, it's, you know, you lose a lot of that negotiability that you might normally have. Other folks that I spoke to, these guys were in the Bay Area in California, and they bought a house, and then after they bought it, realized that there were woodpeckers that they're protected, and they were making holes in their house, which they didn't realize until after they bought it, and, you know, just hundreds and hundreds of holes in their house, and it turns out these woodpeckers are protected, so you can't kill them. And you can't cut down the trees because those are protected too. So they realize they're going to have to replace all the wooden siding in their house. You know, and they were coming from Brooklyn, so they had no idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just, and it's a little bit funny. And luckily, I mean, these folks loved the house. And for them, they're going to, you know, I think they're going to be fine. I think they can afford to make the change. But it's just sort of the kind of thing that you can run into, as I'm sure you know, as a good agent, this is what you want to try to prevent for your clients, right?
It's true.
But, you know, this is the kind of thing, if you don't have time to do that due diligence and do the inspection, this is the kind of thing you could run into.
Now, depending on the offer, you know, in California, we have the transfer disclosure statement, which gives a 3-day right of rescission. And it's kind of difficult to waive that, if not impossible, unless it's given prior to the offer being written. And so maybe in some cases, listing agents are putting that out there and asking that the buyer sign it prior to writing the offer. Then they lose the 3-day right of rescission. But otherwise, I'm you know, the Bay Area, maybe they read the Woodpecker disclosure and didn't realize the magnitude of it, but maybe they can stucco the house or do something to prevent that. So
they're going to have to replace the siding.
I think that, you know, if half the people in Santa Barbara, Montecito area, if all the buyers in Santa Barbara and Montecito listen to this segment and half of them decide not to buy a house, we still don't have enough to sell and there'll still be multiple
right.
offers. So I'm not too worried about it. It is true. We're seeing it and waiving inspections. And but I guess you just want to make sure you have money set aside for the unknown.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that, you know, real estate agents, you guys probably don't like to see your clients have to waive the inspection, right? Because it's risky. But what I'm hearing is a lot of folks are just so desperate to buy a house that they want to go ahead with it even without the inspection. And, you know, as the agent, you can't stop them, right? You've got to go with their wishes.
And I agree. And I will also add, not to diminish anything you said, but many times you buy a house, it's been well maintained. I would say the majority of the time, you're not going to find anything extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you know, the mold, the woodpecker, there's some weird stories, but you know, barring mold or woodpeckers, you know, then, you know, there's not, well, you know, it's generalization. My guest, Candace Taylor, a real estate reporter, Wall Street Journal. Anything else to add on that topic?
Well, so speaking of the market being really crazy, we're kind of seeing that all over the country. You know, and you mentioned in where you are, there's not a lot of inventory. I'm seeing that really everywhere. It's sort of amazing. The exception, of course, being New York City. and I think, you know, Boston and San Francisco and some of these really urban, dense urban markets, it seems like things have been flipped a little bit right now. And the Manhattan market is really lagging behind some of these other areas. Although I will say things are now starting to pick up again in Manhattan. We're starting to see a bunch of trades again because people are realizing that there are deals to be had.
So during 2020, when things were going crazy in California, and I'm telling you, the South Coast, Santa Barbara, Montecito, has gone beyond crazy, beyond mm-hmm. nuts. There's no inventory, and the prices have just, median prices up 51%. And the number of sales are up 51%. Sorry, the number of sales are up 51%. Median price year-to-day is over $2 million, $2,000,075.
Wow.
And last year it was $1,375,000. So I didn't do the percentage, but it's still insane. It's still insane.
Yep.
But do you think in New York City, so they didn't experience that maybe because of the subways, the density, people were looking to change the environment?
Yeah. I mean, what we saw at the beginning of COVID, right, is, you know, you were trapped in your house all the time. So if you were living in a small apartment, which a lot of people in Manhattan do, you know, that's really challenging if you remember, we were all afraid to go outside, you know, and so folks really who were living in, you know, like one or two bedroom apartments, they really felt like they needed more space. So you had people, you know, renting and buying houses outside of the city. A lot of people bought vacation homes, you know, up in the Hudson Valley, or if they had been thinking about moving to the suburbs, they just kind of took that opportunity to move out to Connecticut or Westchester, or they bought a Hamptons house. And also, if you remember, we had a lot of concerns about shared spaces, right? Like sharing an elevator with someone. And people are calming down about that now because first and foremost, we have the vaccine. But also, I think we feel more comfortable that if you're wearing a mask and you're hand sanitizing, you know, you're okay if you are in the lobby with someone for 2 minutes, right? So people are starting to relax a little bit. But still, the city hasn't totally recovered in terms of that. And the other thing is no one has to commute right now, right? Everybody can work remotely still. So this city just really hasn't seen as much of the demand as some of these other rural or suburban areas. And I think that's similar in San Francisco, probably some areas of L.A., Boston, some of these dense markets.
Okay. My guest has been Candace Taylor, Wall Street Journal real estate reporter. It'll be interesting to track. We're expecting mid-June in California, herd immunity. We'll see if that happens all over. And like you mentioned, someone bought Jeffrey Epstein's house. It was listed for $81 million. He picked it up for $51 million. So maybe people start buying again in Manhattan. Candace Taylor, real estate reporter, Wall Street Journal, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.